or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of interesting, during the break, I pulled up the YouTube video of U.S. Senator Gary Peters. I sent the screenshot of the breaking news story to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She responded, yes, I just saw that. My phone is going nuts. Everybody from across the state is texting me that same information. William Hamilton. Maybe he's going to run for governor of Michigan. Well, it's kind of interesting that you said that. Because in this video, I'm going to play it for you right now, pretty interesting message. Jim down in Toledo, Dr. Sherry needs to get her hair off her face if she's going to go anywhere in politics. Okay. Going to be interesting. Very interesting race. Well, here's the video. I'm going to pull it up and play it for you. And you guys listen to what Gary Peters says, and then you tell me what you think. We'll get this queued up here, and we'll see if we can get it to play.
I believe that American democracy can only remain healthy and vibrant when every citizen takes an active role in strengthening their community. There are many ways people can choose to serve their community, and all are important. The how and when we serve is different for everyone. And what we do becomes part of a unique individual life story, having many chapters. At this point in my life, I have been able to write many different chapters, and I look forward to the new ones with both anticipation and excitement. The most important chapter in my life is still a work in progress. It is one that I cherish every day. I'm a husband, a father, and now a new grandfather. My wife, Colleen, is my best friend. And I cannot imagine life without the steadfast support and love that she gives me every day. My amazing children, Gary Jr., Madeline, and Alana, are a constant source of pride. And welcoming Matt and Natalie to our family has made family gatherings even more special. The arrival of my baby grandson last year brought a joy so great it is difficult to express. Some of the chapters in my story have already been written and include my 20-year career as a financial advisor, where I learned what it takes to build and run a successful small business. The 12 years I spent serving in the U.S. Navy Reserve, where I was privileged to work alongside the most patriotic men and women in the country. The decade I served as a city councilman and state senator. My most recent chapter over the last 16 years has been serving as a congressman and a U.S. senator, representing the people of Michigan. And during these past years, I have been surrounded by an extremely talented and dedicated staff who work tirelessly every day. Together, we have been able to navigate around a tough, hyper-partisan political environment and successfully pass practical, substantive, bipartisan legislation. For example, in the 117th Congress, I was the author and principal sponsor of the most bills enacted into law by any one senator in over 40 years. The legislation strengthened border security, provided greater support for our nation's veterans and service members, enhanced the protection of our Great Lakes, required the federal government to become more efficient, saving taxpayer dollars. I have two more years remaining in my current term, and there's more work to do. I intend to continue my work on issues important to all Michiganders by working to lower costs, make sure everyone has the opportunity to succeed, feel safe in their community, and protect core American democratic values. My service in the Congress has been the honor of my life. It has been a humbling responsibility given to me by the voters of the state that I love. I will be forever grateful for the opportunity to serve, and I believe my work has left our country a better place. When I was first elected to Congress in 2008, I always knew there would come a time to pass the torch to the next generation of public servants and allow them the opportunity to bring fresh energy and ideas to our nation's capital. Our founding fathers envisioned members of Congress as citizens serving their country for a few terms and then returning to private life. I agree. After three terms in the House and two terms in the Senate, I believe now it's time for me to write a few more paragraphs in my current chapter and then turn over the reins. I will therefore not seek re-election in 2026. Although I will not be on the ballot next year, I will not just walk away. I plan to actively campaign to ensure we elect a dynamic Democratic candidate to be the next U.S. Senator from Michigan. I'm leaving Congress, but I am not retiring. I look forward to writing many more chapters when my term ends. And I do not know what those chapters will be, but I expect one of them will be me finding endless twisting back roads where I can experience the joy of total freedom riding my Harley-Davidson motorcycle on a warm, sunny day.
Gary Peters, his announcement not running for re-election. What do you guys think? Now, he says while he won't be on the ballot next year, that's 2026. I'm not so sure. That sounds like a hint about his love of the state of Michigan. I think he is absolutely a political animal, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he makes the announcement that he's going to run for governor. William Hamilton lists all of his experiences. Sounds like a campaign pitch to me. I definitely think he's going to run for governor. Well, it's going to be interesting. Greg says, man, I need to go and throw up. Oh, Greg, I love you, man. Oh, that's funny. Here's the thing. I don't know how much money he has in his campaign finance account. And is that money able to be transferred to a governor's campaign? I'm not sure. But with all his connections in Washington, all of the access to the Rolodexes of Democratic sponsors, I think if he decides to run for governor as a Democrat candidate, honestly, I think he could have a pretty good chance of winning the nomination. Question's going to be, how will the people of Michigan respond to it? Joe in Wolverine, he sounds like Obama. Oh, yeah, you got to find this. You know what? I've got the link to it. If you want to see his performance, and also, I got a question. Did you guys hear the music in the background? I had it filtered out so you could hear just his voice. But he's got this really pleasant, soothing, it sounded like, I think, piano music in the background. If you want to see that video, just text me Peters, Peters, and I'll pull it up in my email here that I sent from the MERS News Service story that I got. And I'll text you the link. Because I got to tell you something. He is, without a doubt, going to do something. Question, what is it going to be? Donna and Jerry, you want it? There you go. Let's text this link to you and see if it works. See if it pops up. Yep, it does. Okay, very good. Okay. You need to hear the music. You need to see his face. He's smooth. I'm telling you, he's smooth. If he runs a smart campaign, he raises enough money. He's already got name recognition as being a U.S. senator for the entire state of Michigan. All I can say is the Republicans definitely need a strong business candidate. Somebody with enough money to be able to counter him on a debate stage. And for him to talk about all these bills that he passed as a U.S. senator, what has he really done for Michigan? That's my question. Talking about protecting the Great Lakes, strengthening the border. Really? Dave and Pelson, I'd rather see him on the ballot as a Michigan resident versus Pete Buttigieg, the transplant. Rob says we need to blow up his phone line and ask him if he's going to run for governor. Well, he's not going to respond to that. Let's send this to Christine Gray downstate. She's listening. She wants Peter's video. You guys watch it. You decide. After you watch the video, text me Y for yes, N for no. Yes, he's going to run for governor as a Democrat. No, I don't think so. Is he going to go back to the private sector and make some real money? Captain Jeff, this is interesting. Let's see. Man, that's a long one. Do you ever notice how politicians, especially the Democrats, talk of working in bipartisan ways for all Americans as if they just are good people out to help everyone? Yet the Democrats are the most partisan of all politicians and work in lockstep with their left-wing counterparts. Actually, they're the most divisive anti-American socialists who actively work to undermine American values. Not buying his shtick one bit. He has something else up his sleeve, and it's not for real Americans. Good comments, Jeff. Appreciate it. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. As we're getting closer to the end of the month, we still need your help. Those of you who listen to the show, listen to the radio station, the music that we start at noon, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan listening area. We need your help. We need you to make sure that you have a rear window sticker on your vehicle. I know a lot of people say they don't like stickers. They don't like bumper stickers. I get it. However, this is what we've chosen to do to lower the cost, to get the name recognition out, to get people to realize 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan is on their radio dial. Get them to listen. Listen to the music, perhaps. Maybe they like the music. They stay listening. Maybe they listen to the show. Maybe they agree with me. They don't agree with me. Whatever. But we need the ratings to go up for the radio station. So what I would like to ask you guys to do, if you've texted me in the past and you've not received the window stickers, please re-text me your name, address, and how many stickers you can put on your vehicles. If you've never done it yet, please do so. Text me at 231-360-5140, your name, your mailing address, your home, your business, wherever you'd like them sent, and how many stickers you can actually put on vehicles. We need people driving around our listening area with the stickers on their vehicles so that we can be increasing the responses to the Nielsen ratings that will be coming out the end of March, the first quarter, January, February, March of this year. Being a non-election year, we don't have all of the normal commercials, sponsors for our listeners, for people running for office. This is a non-election year. The only thing that's going to be on the ballot, perhaps in May, will be millages, bonds, school millages, proposals. That's basically it. So as a result, revenue is down, and we need the ratings to increase so that we get perhaps some regional or maybe even national sponsors to start advertising on the station. We need your help. We're not asking for donations. We're not asking for you to help us pay our bills to get through this non-election year. But what we're asking for is more sponsors, more higher ratings so that we can get those sponsors and to be able to continue doing the show and the station. That's the bottom line. So again, text me 231-360-5140, name, address, and how many stickers you can put on vehicles for us, and do it as soon as you get them. Slap them on your vehicles and start driving around town, go to work, go shopping, go to church on Sunday, do whatever you do, but people need to see these stickers on vehicles in our listening area. And again, if you've texted me in the past and maybe they got lost in the mail, maybe we didn't put enough postage on them, whatever, re-text it to me today. I'm going to be going to the post office this afternoon, and I will put it in the mail to you today. But again, we're focused on 97.7 FM WCHY's listening area. If you're listening online downstate, if you're listening on the TuneIn app or Simple Radio app, the websites for the show, the station, that's not our main focus. We're talking, asking people in 97.7 listening area to do this for us. And honestly, once you put them on your vehicle, you don't even know they're there. They just become part of your vehicle and you don't even notice it. Also, if you put it in the top left corner or the bottom left corner of your rear window, you don't even see them in your rear view mirror. So again, greatly appreciate if you consider texting and giving us your name, address, and how many stickers. We'll get them out to you today. Very interesting show. Couple of breaking news stories. Kind of interesting. We'll see where this goes. Again, if you want that Peters video announcement not running for re-election in 2026, text me Peters. I'll send you the video after you watch it. Text me Y for yes and for no as to whether or not you think he's going to run for governor of the state of Michigan next year. Let me know what your thoughts are after you see that video, and let's talk about it tomorrow. Going to be an interesting news cycle today for sure. Also, there's going to be hearings that start tomorrow for Donald Trump's cabinet positions. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, others going to be hearings and votes. And with Pete Hegseth making it through, I think it's an indicator to the Democrats, we're just going to have to give Donald Trump his cabinet selections and move on. Robert F. Kennedy is going to be interesting. And if he gets his position, is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell going to be serving in Washington, D.C. with him? Interesting, interesting, interesting day. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles.